News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Takes the big news today, of course, is that Donald Trump has said that the US and Israeli attacks on Iran are coming towards the end of their continued conflict. And he has said he has issued a threat, though, that if Iran does not reopen the Straits of Hormuz to shipping and thereby have a positive impact on oil and gas prices around the world, that the America will rain death, fire and fury upon Iran and make it incapable of existing as a nation again. With us is Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Europe correspondent. Alistair, we will get to the reaction from Iran and what is likely to happen in respect to the Straits of Hormuz. But I assume that we have to take, however confused and ambiguous the language, we have to take it as a positive that this appears to be getting towards the end of its major phase of conflict.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't read too much into what Donald Trump has to say, because it is often so contradictory. We've heard him lay out over the last week or so multiple different versions of what victory for America would look like. A lot of those have not been achieved yet. So if he does want to achieve all of them, like regime change, for example, then there's a lot further to go. Dismantling Iran's nuclear capabilities probably could only be done with some sort of ground force insertion, for example. But yeah, I think, you know, the fact that he is at least talking about being in the end stages is new, is different. Not that surprising to me. I think the American strategy, whatever it is, probably envisaged this being a far quicker war than was ever realistically possible. But now that we're into the second week of it, Donald Trump does not want this. I think we can pretty much say with some certainty, Donald Trump does not want this to be a war that drags on for weeks and weeks and into months. He does want it to be quick. It's just whether or not he can live with not achieving some of his objectives if he does insist on it being a quick war.
And presumably he and the administration have to be live to the impact that it's having on commodities, oil and equities prices around the world.
Well, money talks when it comes to Donald Trump. He is a transactional president. There are some rumors that one of the reasons he's gone into all of this is to capture perhaps what's called Karg Island, which is this small little island in the northern Gulf, which is a key sort of oil depot. Now, like, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but the point I'm trying to make is that the economy, as it is with all world leaders, but the economy to Donald Trump is hugely important. The midterms are coming up later in the year. Already there are economic problems across the United States. He does not want oil prices to be skyrocketing high. And so maybe that's no coincidence that what we heard from him last night was at the same time that the price of Brent crude was going up very high. The Iranians will know that. The Iranians know that that is the way to put pressure on their enemy. And I'm sure they'll continue to try and to turn that particular screw, because it's one of the few levers they have.
Accepting the caveat that you put in around taking Donald Trump at face value, if it does turn out to be the case that we are getting towards the final phase of this, what's your assessment of the legacy of this action? Because we've seen major unsettlement around the region. We've seen thousands of Iranians dead. We've seen vast damage to the Iranian capital and beyond. What's the end result of all of that, medium to long term?
Okay, well, I mean, let's hypothetically assume that the war ends, you know, tonight or in the next couple of days. Where does that leave things? I think if you take the positives from an American and Israeli point of view, they have clearly destroyed a significant amount of Iran's military, its naval ships, its ability to fire ballistic missiles, its ballistic missile stocks. That is quite clear. They've also killed a supreme leader who was, in the Israeli terminology, the head of the snake. But the new supreme leader has exactly the same surname as the old one. He is a hardliner. The Revolutionary Guard Corps in Iran are clearly calling the shots at the moment. And so you've left the regime intact. You've also severely annoyed a lot of your allies in the Gulf, who are pretty peeved that they were not given a heads up about this, that they have had to put up with ballistic missile and drone attacks on them that will have untold effect on their own economies in terms of tourism, and other factors. I think the Israelis will not be happy with the war finishing anytime soon. They will want to continue for months and months. They're not bothered about rising oil prices. They're not bothered about instability in Iran. They just want to get rid of this regime once and for all. And so once the dust settles, you know, and we are talking hypothetically about if this war were to end sooner rather than later, I think you still have an extreme regime in charge, a highly conservative regime in charge. You have not given the freedom to the moderates, to the opposition in Iran, like you promised you would. And I suppose you've knocked your problem, the problem you were trying to solve, you've simply knocked it back by X number of years.
Well, a little bit later in the programme, we're going to be talking to the Irish Business and Employers Confederation about their calls for support to businesses because of the impact on prices that we have seen. But you described him as being transactional. Even if America does end their military action, Iran still has its own decisions to make. And I'm intrigued by the statement that Donald Trump put out saying that if Iran does anything that stops the flow of oil within the Strait of Hormuz, they will be hit by the United States of America 20 times harder than thus far. Death, fire and fury will rain upon them. Now, I assume that would indicate that he has great concerns that the restriction of oil coming through the Straits is going to continue even if America stops.
Yeah, I think, as you know, we'll go back to the economy matters for Donald Trump. It's the way he sort of views the world. It's the way he conducts his foreign policy. It's kind of through economic, through sort of a business lens, as opposed to some more traditional diplomacy. I think if the war would end, I would be surprised if the Iranians would try to mess around with the Strait of Hormuz. I think they were limited in what they could do there. But you know what? It's not what one country can do militarily or the other can do isn't always the key thing here. It's the risk factor that the shipping companies have to take. It's the perception. And if the perception is that the Strait of Hormuz is too dangerous to send ships through, whether or not the reality is different, then shipping through Strait of Hormuz will be affected because these companies just won't take the risk. So you need to get it back to a situation whereby they're satisfied that they can transit their ships through there with relative safety. It's always a little bit. I mean, I've sort of escorted ships through there in years past. It's always problematic. It's a narrow choke point. And often you do get the Iranians in particular interfering there. But I would be surprised if the Iranians, if there was a conclusion to the war, I would be surprised if the Iranians really then didn't step back from the Strait of Hormuz.
Alistair, thank you very much. That's Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Europe correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.